And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Democrats in the Oklahoma House of Representatives want to roll back some powers granted to Governor Kevin Stitt in 2019. A bill announced by Tulsa Rep. Monroe Nichols yesterday was triggered by the governor's firing of the only two medical doctors on the Oklahoma Health Care Authority Board without explanation. Here's Oklahoma City Democrat Forrest Bennett.
It is one thing to have that the responsibility and the oversight spread over several of us. It's another thing entirely to let one person who's very clearly focused on something else call the shots.
Stitt and his office have repeatedly refused to explain his Labor Day weekend removal of the two doctors. The Oklahoma Republican Party is continuing to attempt to convey just how unwelcome they consider soon-to-arrive Afghan refugees. Party Chair John Bennett on Tuesday again asked supporters to lobby fellow Republican Governor Stitt to reverse his pro-refugee stance.
You know, when I asked why are we bringing Afghan refugees to Oklahoma, I was told, don't worry, they've been properly vetted. Whether you agree we should take refugees into Oklahoma or not, I mean, how do we know they've been properly vetted?
The State Department says the refugees have, in fact, been thoroughly vetted, with thousands being brought to overseas military bases and third-party countries for rigorous screening. Before being allowed in the U.S., resettlement coordinators expect just under 2,000 refugees to arrive in Oklahoma in the coming weeks, with about 800 bound for Tulsa. Bennett has a history of anti-Muslim speech from his time as a state lawmaker, calling the religion a cancer, and reportedly telling an imam he planned to demolish every mosque in Oklahoma. Despite his history of that and other harmful rhetoric, he was elected state Republican Party chair earlier this year. The Oklahoma Hospital Association is reacting to claims that an emergency room doctor lied to reporters about overdoses on the livestock dewormer ivermectin. Earlier this month, Oklahoma City's KFOR published an article quoting Dr. Jason McElyea. He's quoted as saying ivermectin overdoses are responsible for backlogs in emergency rooms, but OHA President Patty Davis says that is not what he said. What McElyea actually said was that COVID was responsible for hospital backlogs, and ivermectin patients were just adding to that burden. The Oklahoma Poison Center is urging Oklahomans not to take the livestock drug because, despite what conspiracy theorists claim, it does not prevent COVID. The available vaccines do. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.